from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we go into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Yes, yes, that's right. You saw a dirty battle comp. I was showing everybody in the chat room the mutt gun. And I say that affectionately. This is a rifle I'll never get rid of. It's an AR-15. No two parts came from the same manufacturer. It has something old, something new on it. It's a 14.5-inch with a pinned battle, 1.5-inch battle cop on it, so it's NFA compliant. It is a literal patchwork of ugliness, and I love it so. So that's I call it the mutt gun. I think it started out life as a Palmetto State Armory basic AR-15, but it's got some parts on it now. It's got a Barnes Precision rail. It's got a Volator buttstock. It's got a Magpul Miod pistol grip, a EOTech XPS, 1.5-inch battle comp on the end of it. Barrel's been changed out, which was the only thing I really didn't want to do, because the barrels that come on the Palmetto State Armory rifles are typically FNH barrels, very good barrels, but I wanted a 14.5-inch AR, so now it's a little bit shorter. And that's the mutt gun. That'll be one that never leaves me, never leaves my side. I sleep with it, cuddling it like my teddy. Before we flipped into the next hour, we were talking about the GOP, hopefully presumptive, Republican nominee for president, Chris Christie. Now, there's been a couple of things that have come out about Chris Christie, and by the RNC getting out there and characterizing him as the only truly viable candidate for Hillary Clinton, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, of course, her being the presumptive Democratic nominee, they've actually done us a favor here. Because as soon as they did that, then of course the liberals started taking a look at him. And when the liberals started taking a look at him, they started finding that on certain issues between Christie and Clinton, there wasn't a whole lot of difference. In their very zealous effort to destroy Christie against Clinton, the darling, they've managed to wake up the rest of the country about the governor of New Jersey. Voters are scrutinizing him with great attention on a whole host of issues, and they aren't liking what they're finding when it comes to his position on the Second Amendment. He is a Northeastern Republican. Read that to mean barely different from a Democrat. During his campaign for governor, and his subsequent election and recent re-election. He managed to walk the no-commitment tightrope, like Obama, of appeasements on both sides of the gun debate. And for the most part, that strategy has worked, even if it drew the ire of voters on either side. He famously commuted the draconian sentence of New Jersey resident Brian Aitken, who was sent to state prison for 7 years for a technical violation of the New Jersey horrifically strict and punitive gun laws. But he drew fire from anti-gun groups and legislators for vetoing several gun control bills last summer. He's also drawn intense criticism from Second Amendment advocates for his ridiculous assertion that because New Jersey is unique, it is perfectly acceptable for him to arbitrarily deny its citizens the right to defend themselves in public. But then he was praised by gun advocates for not bowing to the pressure of leading anti-gun legislators like Loretta Confiscate Times 3 Weinberg and her efforts to ban the 50 caliber rifle. After she admitted that we pass laws all the time and we know nothing about during a committee hearing on the proposed ban. Now the rest of the country is intensely following Chris Christie. And they're also shoehorning that in with the gun issue that goes with him. During his campaign for county freeholder, that would be a commissioner in other states, Christie was an enthusiastic supporter of Governor Jim Florio's state-level assault weapons ban, a law that overnight turned owners of even 22 caliber plinking rifles with tubular fixed magazines into felons. A law that was passed despite the public testimony of the deputy chief of police, Joseph Constance of Trenton, New Jersey, who in a testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee stated, "Assault rifles have never been an issue in law enforcement. I've been on this job for 25 years and I haven't seen a drug dealer carry one. They are not used in crimes. They are not used against police officers." He continued, "Since police started keeping statistics, we are now know that assault weapons were used in an underwhelming 0.26% of crimes in New Jersey. That means my officers are more likely to confront an escaped tiger from the local zoo than to confront an assault rifle in the hands of a drug case killer in the streets." The rest of the country is going to learn. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a phone call. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I have a couple of things. John Moore shows right before yours on Republic Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. And I heard from, I listened to, you know, throughout the night, I listened to another internet radio station. I won't name because I don't want any competition because y'all are both great. But he said that John Moore said, I don't know if it was yesterday or earlier this week, that he's got a friend in local law enforcement in Texas. I don't know if he's a state trooper or what, but he mentioned how that on March 1st, there might be an EMP attack on Texas because the John Moore said that his friend, I'm assuming he's a state trooper, who said that him, marshals, rangers, police were told to keep all their tactical gear in their trunks and get about a 3 to 4 week supply of food and water because on March 1st, on Saturday, there's going to be an EMP on Texas. I don't know if you've heard that. I don't know if that's true, but this guy, the radio station I listen to, is very trustworthy, and, so is John Moore, obviously. But they were saying that, all that. And also, I was wondering, what's the cheapest way to get 1,000 rounds of 5.56? Two questions.
Cheapest way to get 1,000 rounds of 5.56. What do you consider cheap?
I don't know. Is it still 50 cents a round when you go for 1,000 rounds? I heard of I heard of gun-deals.com, and I also heard of I think it's sportsman.com will allow you to make 4 payments.
I haven't looked at that.
Gun-Dash Deals, I believe, brings up most of the gun sites and allows you to, find the best price, kind of like pricing insurance. You know, you can see all the prices right there and everything.
Right.
But mainly I'm worried about what's going on March 1st. Is it Texas? Is it the whole country?
Can you hang on through the break?
Well, I'm about to head into a store right now, but yes, I can hang on.
Hang on just for a minute. The break's coming up. I can't stop it. I will talk about this on the other side. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Brian in North Carolina. He's asking a question about an EMP burst in Texas Saturday. Do you understand how EMP works, Brian?
Yes. I heard it's, for the most part, it's, you know, either set from some sort of, explosive device or bombs that way above the atmosphere. And then on top of that, it's usually localized. But I forgot the, diameter circumference of the area, which it does, but I don't know if they're going to release multiple. And also, what this guy said is they may get a two-for-one. They may also be able to not only establish martial law when they do this, but also blame it on some other country, like they have with most other false flag attacks, and enter some sort of war, which they make money off of the rebuilding. So, for the most part, I've heard about that.
An EMP that only took out Texas would have to be a very low burst. And I don't even know, I'm not a nuclear scientist. I never specialized in nuclear weapons when I was in the military. It was only what I could carry. But it's the affected area is based upon the altitude when it's popped. And I don't know if it would have to be really low over Texas, in which case you probably got a lot of ground damage too. Or if it would be higher. Now, I've read that an EMP burst would have to be about 200 miles in the atmosphere, or above the ground.
Right, right.
To affect a big swath of the United States. That being said, when I travel, even when there's not an EMP burst in the weather forecast, I travel expecting everything to go to hell while I'm out there, if I'm just going 2 hours down the road. So that kind of thing is just what I do.
Like a bug-out bag.
Well, not I go way beyond that. I'm way beyond a bug-out bag.
But also, again, John Moore's friend, supposedly, again, this is from a third party, who said he heard John Moore's show, and I would love to hear that specific show, but I wasn't able to. But this is just from Texas. His one friend was from Texas. I don't know about any other, you know, states or anything like that. So, but that's why I was wondering, where's the best place I could find 1,000 rounds of 5.56 for cheap?
I'm being told at Walmart, you can get four brass cased for $1,447.
You can get the steel cased
for $270 for 1,000 rounds.
Because that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get some stuff for my sick newborn. I'll go walk over to the gun area right now if they have it at this store.
The steel cased ammo, which is radically cheaper than the brass cased ammo. The only thing you got to remember with the steel cased ammo with your Barnes Precision AR is when you're changing magazines, not to leave an empty case in the chamber. Lock your bolt back.
Okay.
That's the only thing you got to remember. If you can remember that, it will run as good as anything else. It takes a little longer to clean the weapon up. In a SHTF situation, if you had to shoot somebody with it, then as they go to the ground, they're not going to be looking at you saying, "You're cheap." They're not going to care.
Yeah,
they're not going to care. But at the same time, it's not for me to get out there, and I haven't heard those kind of things. I've heard them, you know, from other places, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen indications of that anywhere. And if it is happening, you know, if it does happen, it's going to happen.
I've also heard about some sort of Federal Reserve or government shutdown anytime between the end of February until the beginning of April. And now I hear from, another party on behalf of John Moore that it's going to be something on March 1st, at least in Texas. And so I figured I'd call you and possibly warn you. I hope it's just a rumor. I hope it never pans out. You know what I mean? But it doesn't hurt to be prepared, and even if I do get a bunch of food, you know, more food, more water, water filter, food dehydrator, all that, it's not going to hurt. It's going to be good for future reference to be prepared. So,
you want me to tell you what kind of a state of paranoia I live in, Brian? Just so before you go in Walmart there.
All right.
I obviously live near some sort of Army Reserve or National Guard base that has rotary wing, has a rotary helicopter squadron.
Right.
And one night, we heard some real low-flying helicopters. Normally, right. when you can hear the sound of the rotors bouncing off the trees, that's low. And we heard the low-flying helicopters, and in 10 minutes, my youngest son and I were wearing plate carriers. And we were slung, and we were going out and peering up into the sky, making sure that we were not going beyond the eave of the house.
Right.
Because they, you know, if something like that were happening, they'd be using some sort of infrared, some sort of FLIR. And we weren't having none of that. And, of course, they just flew on, and we looked at each other and sort of laughed about it and then took everything back up. So, I mean, I look at this system, and forecasts are fine and everything. I look at it every day, and I just marvel that it stayed intact one more day.
Right, right, right.
It's all a house of cards. At any given moment, if somebody bumps the table, if somebody puts the wrong card in place, if a slight breeze blows, it could fall over.
Well, yeah, there's, again, it doesn't hurt for anyone to be prepared. And,
no,
I just,
not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I've been carrying... I did a story when I was a regular radio guy. I did a story on Sharia law in Columbia, South Carolina, and I got I had a bunch of Muslims that wanted to cut my head off and put my put the video up on YouTube. And since that day, when I leave the house, further than if I'm going to be gone from the house for 2 or 3 hours, if I were to get pulled over and they looked in the back of my expedition, they're going to wonder. What kind of a military contractor am I?
Well, see, I've also heard that I listened to mainly Strange Universe on Revolution Radio with Sean David Wharton. Don't know if you've heard of him. But he mentioned on yesterday's show how, you know, Oklahoma's starting this thing where it's, you know, going to be totally legal to carry your firearm in your car. And apparently North and South Carolina, Florida, among quite a few other states, are following Oklahoma in that issue.
Totally illegal to carry a gun in your car?
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a pretty... I'll look into that. I don't put much credence in that. Oklahoma is a very strong program state.
I think they're spearheading it to make it legal to carry in your car as well as... and then, you know, our states in, as well as Florida and... I forgot the other ones. He mentioned, like... About 10, you know, 5 to 10 states that are starting to follow them. But my phone's about to die, so I've kind of got to go. But
Roger that.
Yeah, I'll listen there.
Happy hunting for the ammo.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's see. We're about to go into the next break, but I'm going to tell you something. This is just my personal opinion. But that'll be when we get back. If you haven't been to the RBN website, check the updates. Check the updates and look at the Keller Williams Realty contest going on. If you have an iPhone, an iPad, an Android device, you can download the Keller Williams Realty app and you're entered into a sweepstakes to win $50,000. It takes 5 minutes of your time. Take a chance. Roll the dice on the free money. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I just got a call from Brian in North Carolina, and he was asking me about something he's heard other places. And I don't get into that kind of thing simply because I don't know. If somebody else gets out there and makes a statement and I can find some sort of evidence that that's going to happen, which I don't know how you would gather evidence on a pending EMP burst, I would take a look at it. But besides any of that, you know, I typically don't mess with that. But here's what I will tell you. If you look at an event, let's say we know there's going to be an EMP burst on Saturday in Texas, for example. First of all, it's not going to be centralized in Texas. It may be centralized in Texas, but there's no way to really confine that to anybody's borders. So any neighboring states are probably going to be affected by that, too. And today's Thursday, and if you're not prepared for that right now, you're not going to get prepared. You're not going to be able to get ready. If you want to be prepared for that kind of an event, This is something you got to do every day. You got to do it when they're not forecasting for it. You got to do it when things are good. It's easier to do it when things are good. If you're not going to, it doesn't have to be a lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to make the Doomsday Prepper cut on National Geographic. But if you're, this is not something that you can simply, it's not like a flat screen TV that you can plug up and you're in it and it's working. It's going to work. It's working as good as it does the first time you turn it on. This is an acquired skill set. This is a block of knowledge that you have to pick up, and it ranges from medical to water purification to gathering food to weapons and ammunition, procurement, movement, finding your way around, all these things. If you don't have it now, or if you're not trying to acquire it now, you're not going to get it 2 days before an event. It's just impossible. If you make the cut 2 or 3 days after all the bad stuff begins and you're still surviving, you probably have come a long way. And that's probably accidental. And there are going to be a lot of people that do prepare that are going to die anyway. I have chosen in my life to not live in fear. I trust, but I verify. I get out there if, like I said, you know, there's so many simple things you can do. If you're moving about in a vehicle and you're going more than 2 hours away, it's as simple as getting a bag that's big enough to hold two pieces of an AR-15, break it down in half, stick it in there. If you got a plate carrier, a chest rig is actually pretty good because they take up very little space. Throw the chest rig in there, throw the AR in there, throw a little go bag in there with some other extra ammo, and go. A little bit of water, maybe a couple of MREs or freeze-dried foods. And go. And you should do that every day. Ask the people in Atlanta who got marooned on the highways of Atlanta what they would have done for a Mars candy bar or a bottle of Coke when they were marooned out there on those highways. You do not have to. But living your life in fear is, it petrifies you. You stop moving. And in the event of anything happening, movement's going to be live. It's not one of these things where you can get out there and say, When I was going through this thing with the legislators here in the state, they were talking about the training you get at the CWP class. Training is not going out and shooting 50 rounds. Training is shooting on your back. It's shooting leaning against the target. It's shooting from a seated position. It's shooting walking left, right, in a figure eight, backwards, forwards. It's getting out of your comfort zone and doing everything you don't want to do. That's training. Training is with a weapon is working with stoppages and malfunctions and misfires and all kinds of other things. It's not just shooting and making things. When that kind of training, when everything goes right and you've got somebody to correct it, that's not training. Training is getting to the point to where you make sure nothing goes wrong. When you've gotten to the point to where if something goes wrong, you can correct it and correct it in the blink of an eye, you're trained. And it has to continue on for the rest of your time while you're indulging in that discipline. It is a perishable skill set. Let's go to the phones. Art, yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Oh, more fear porn. You know, here's the thing that really irritates the living bejeebies out of me.
Okay.
I cannot stand these people, and I don't give a rat's patootie who it is. Comes out on this day, this is going to happen. How do you know is my first question. And secondly, an EMP, really? They're going to knock out police and fire and emergency responders' communications along with their vehicles and all of this other crap and cripple everybody? Come on. Let's be realistic here.
Now, listen, one thing, Art, okay? Ryan's a new guy. Okay? He's a new guy. He may be fairly easily impressionable. And because he's trying to assimilate, and I'm sure you've run across these people that try to emulate what you do. And you're probably pretty lightweight with some of the stuff you do. You've spaced everything out. You've tested it over and over again, and you probably perfected your system as you have it right now. And you probably looked at other people that are trying to do that, and you're like, that's great. How are you going to carry that 500-pound rucksack to your first cache?
Yeah, really.
So when you're looking at the new people, they're sort of wide-eyed, and they're just getting exposed to this kind of thing for the first time. And when they hear that, it's going to cause them an alarm. And they're not going to consider the kind of things that you're considering, you know? So,
well, I'm referring more to the talk show hosts who are putting this stuff out there. If you're a talk show host, the last thing you should be doing is putting stuff like this out there and saying on a specific date. Because, first of all, you don't know. And secondly, it would be absolutely ridiculous to try to pull something like that. And these talk show hosts that are saying these kind of things ought to be ashamed of themselves. They really should, unless they've got absolute, undeniable proof that they can put out there and say, here it is, look at it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I would never.
I don't get into, that's why I don't get into that. I don't advocate preparing for a focused event. I advocate preparing for the worst event. And then
right.
If
well, that's what
anything
I
do. Below that, anything below that, you're going to be good to go. And if you train and prepare for the worst event, you don't have to worry about when it's going to happen because you're there.
That's what I do. And that's one of the things that aggravates people about me. I mean, I did talk radio for 6 years. And I was always very careful about how I did things and what I said. And I, even to this day, I still have people come and they want to know, what do I expect? When do I expect it? I always tell them the same thing. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, and I can't tell you when it's going to happen. What I will tell you is that at some point in time, there are going to be a series of events that are going to take place, and they could be anything from, you know, power grids going down to EMPs to, you know, water dams being exploded. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to be a series of events. And the best thing I know to tell you is just try to prepare for every possible scenario you can think of. And so no matter what happens, you'll be able to respond to it. But, you know, people should not be running around talking about, you know, on this date. Look at how many times, just in the past 10 years alone, we have had various talk show hosts come out and say, on this date, this is going to happen. Does it ever happen? No. Why? Because you don't know. When it happens, it's going to come like a thief in the night, and nobody's going to be expecting it.
My philosophy on this, actually, it developed in 1984, and when I got to Germany. And when I got to Germany, we used to have something called alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And in the alert, I didn't know what an alert was. And you hang on through the break. Hang on through the break and I'll tell you about it. Hang on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail.
designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Art. Art doesn't like forecasts and stuff like that. Art, when I was in Germany in 1984, first time I was there, when they called an alert, I'm looking around and everybody's running around, and the first place there, you know, I'm following them and I'm running. We run to the arms room. And then we come back, and they're all talking about ice packs, and I didn't have an ice pack issued to me yet, so I didn't have an ice pack. And my team sergeant comes up and puts his arm around my shoulders very quietly. He was a big, tall, black staff sergeant, powerful, strong, articulate. He says, "I know you're new, and I know you're wondering what's going on. And here's what I'm going to tell you what's going on. We're either going to get in our vehicles and line them up, and they're timing us right now, and they're going to see how fast we can be ready to roll out the gate, or we're getting ready to go fight World War III. And all I want from you is for you to react and be ready to fight World War III. I know you have been trained to fight World War III, And I'm going to be there fighting World War III with you. But I need you to move a little bit faster. And I need you to get a little more determined and maybe get a little bit angry and get a little killer in you and just react for me, if you could. And then from then on, that's you know. And it turned out to be one of those things where they were stopped watching us and that we were all lined up and the getting ready to roll with the mechanized infantry. And they said, great, boy, we would have been killing us some comrades if they'd come over the border. Okay, let's go to Chow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's great to be prepared. I mean, sure. I always tell people you've got to be prepared for everything. I mean, I work with my adopted daughter here. We just had, she said she has never seen a winter like this. This was the worst ice storm she's ever seen. She's 24 years old. She's never seen anything like we had here. And before she left for work, I said, are you ready? She said, as ready as I'll ever be. I said, okay. Let's go through your checklist. Because I've been working with her for the past year since I've been here. She wasn't ready. She wasn't even thought about yet.
Well,
by the time she left out of here, if you sat in the back seat of her car, you'd have had to sit with your feet on the seat.
Well,
because she doesn't really have any trunk space.
Right.
I told her you don't. Well, she has trunk space, but I told her you don't put nothing in the trunk of your car. You keep it in your back floorboard of your seat, back seat floorboard. Because if it gets real bad, you come out after work, because she gets off at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you come out of work, you're probably not going to be able to open your trunk, but you can smash a window if you have to. So you want your gear in your backseat floorboard. Her floorboard was full of 3 days' worth of food provision, blankets, gloves, extra socks, extra change of clothes, her gun, extra ammo, medical supplies, just in case the roads were impassable and she could not get home.
Right.
People were looking like, what are you doing? I said, I want to make sure my baby is ready. Because if she can't make it home tonight, I want to know she is going to survive until I can get to her.
And, you know, I think it has to be said that even if you are very well prepared and you're against a shooting enemy, you can be Rambo and go down quick.
Quick. Right.
Anytime. So, I mean, there is a difference between being unprepared and totally prepared. But one of the things that comes into play in combat, which is a liquid evolving situation when it's happening, is there's a whole lot of luck involved.
Yeah, buddy.
At any given time. You can influence the luck a little bit. Your training can influence the luck, but at the end of the day, if it's your time to go, time. Here's the other thing I'll say, Art. Most of the time, and I just want to make this statement just to clear this up. I don't talk to what the other hosts say or do on other networks, this network or anything else, because that's their show, and that's what they do. And what I do here is what I do, and I don't mind approaching a subject if somebody brings it up, but at the same time, I'm not going to get into a game of, well, he's wrong, she's wrong, they're wrong, I'm right. I'm not going to get into that because I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I could be completely wrong here. So, I mean, and I know that. I acknowledge that. So,
right. Well, I used to listen to John Moore when I was living in the Eastern time zone, but now, where I happen to be at now, when he comes on, I'm sorry, guys, I'm still sleeping, and I'm
still
not getting
that
up
beauty
that
rest,
early.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, but I used to love to listen to John Moore, but I never, ever, I can't recall any time where he actually tried to say on a date, specific date, this would happen. So I find it really hard to believe that he would go there. But these other hosts, like this fellow was talking about. And I understand, you know, if he's new, he's not going to really, you know, it's not really going to register. All I'm saying, dude, is when somebody comes out and they say, on a specific date, this specific event is going to happen, take it with a grain of salt. Because nobody knows what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. I'm coming down on any host who makes these definite predictions. That's the ones I'm critical of, because they should know better.
Very good. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a great one.
You have a great one, too. Magnum is, did Brian call back? I saw that in there, but the chat room's going so fast and so furious that I can't keep up with it. And if he did, if he is calling, then tell him to, if he will, to have him hold through the flip of the hour, if he's still there, for that matter. Look, let me tell you what radio is, okay? Radio is commentary. It's editorial. I bring you, now, some of when I'm talking tactical training or anything else, I'm bringing you a set of facts that has been proven through physical practice. When I'm talking gun control, pro-gun, I'm giving you my opinion. I'm giving you my read on it. If it's going to be successful, it's going to have a scintilla of entertainment in it. But at the end of the day, it is up to you to make the final call. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. That's my opinion of it. If I say something that is so cathartic that like the light bulb goes off in your head, that's been a good day for me. And if you look at it a little more critically than you did before, that's great. But there are some things I can bring to you, like the, you know, holding up the mutt gun and tell you, well, it's got this kind of this, and it's got that kind of that, and it's got this kind of that. That's a fact. No disputing it. Other things, when I'm out there and I'm talking about KGB Lawler in Connecticut, that's my opinion. That's my opinion of the way things are shaking out. My opinion is shared by many. So I feel quite confident giving you my opinion. But I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not Socrates. I'm not the coming of anything. I'm a guy who has an opinion, who's an egomaniac big enough to do what I do every day. That's what I am. That's it. And that's all I am. I have a skill set that some probably 99% of the radio talk show hosts out there don't have, but that's beside the point. This is the arena in which I throw it with the rest of them. So if you, the listening audience, are having a good time listening to the show, that's great. But listen, hey, when I tell you something, don't take my fact on face value. Go check it out. I encourage you to do that. And I'm not going to denigrate any of the other guys out there doing what we do, because it isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. And just try to talk for 3 hours straight and not take too many pauses, and then come back and get with me. And try to do that while you're trying to quit smoking, too. And some other stuff. But right now, let's flip it to the next hour, shall we? Let's us move on. Coming up next, we'll keep hammering on this. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.